Then we're going to carry over to the regular meeting. First up, we have public comment on tonight's agenda items. Anybody wishing to speak on any of the resolutions, please step up to the microphone. Mr. Van Orsdale, do you have anything you want to say? No? Motion to approve the consent agenda?
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Van Orsdale?
Yes.
Mr. Germania?
Yes.
Mr. Magnucci?
Yes. And then we have public hearing on Ordinance 2026-1. An ordinance of the Township of Dennis County, Cape May, State of New Jersey, establishing the compensation of the officers and employees of the Township of Dennis. May I have a motion to reopen the hearing for public comments?
Motion.
Second.
Anyone interested in commenting on Ordinance 2026-1? Please come forward, state your name and address for the record. May I have a motion to close the public hearing?
Motion. Second.
And can I have a motion to adopt?
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Van Orsdale?
Yes.
Mr. Germania?
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Malucci?
Yes. And just for the record, no, I already can see it on Facebook that people are going to say we gave ourselves raises. No, we did not. And next up, I have a motion authorizing the payment of the bills, providing funds are available and vouchers have been filed. I read that backwards.
Motion.
Second.
That number's so big this month because we had our South State bill come in and they paved all our roads and only submitted one bill. So it's one big lump sum. It's probably like four times what you normally pay out. So we,
Mr. Van Orsdale?
Yes.
Mr. Germania?
Yes.
Mr. Malucci?
Yes. Admin reports. Mike, did you have anything tonight?
Not a whole lot other than just touched on it. South State has pretty much completed the roadway project. Some line striping's outstanding. Speed humps on Hoffman. And obviously the punch list items we'll take care of once the weather breaks. And then we're working on the fitness path at the rec right now. Talked to my draftsman. He's working on the existing conditions plan. So we'll get on that soon. And we have Bay Wind to get on, obviously, once the weather breaks. And then Halby, that was awarded to South State last October. So, you know, once weather gets better, I'm sure that'll be a late spring, early spring project. And then we do have Claremont Drive that has to get a bid and awarded, and I anticipate that being a project this year. So three more road projects will be completed by the end of the year. And then we'll see how we make out with the rack, and hopefully we can get that under construction, you know, fall. We'll coordinate that with, you know, scheduling and usage. So, obviously not doing much with the weather right now.
Yes.
Do you have any idea how long Atlantic Electric is going to be on Course and Tavern with that shutdown right by the gem market? Because I noticed that South Jersey Gas Project's moving pretty fast. Like, they're already up by slack tide now. And with them having Course and Tavern shut down, that's going to be problematic for a detour, because if they're going to have nine shut down and detour people down there.
I'm not sure. I have to check in with them. I think they sent an email to the township recently about...
From Bob Church?
The bike path?
Yeah, so they're putting up metal poles along Course and Tavern. Like, they have it shut down right at the gem market to Woodbine Ocean View Road.
Gotcha.
From light to light.
Yeah, so, they keep us pretty updated on that.
So I'm just hoping that by the time the South Jersey Gas Project gets to where they're detouring down Academy and then steering on north on the Course and Tavern, like, I mean, I guess they can always shoot over to the next, what's that other, Kings Highway?
Yeah.
I guess they could always use that other road, but it's just going to cause a little bit of an issue.
The next update we get, I'll make sure I send it out to you guys, and hopefully it tells us when they're going to be wrapping up their project.
Okay.
Or moving past that area. They've been moving pretty fast.
And motion to approve the admin reports.
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Van Orsdale.
Yes.
Mr. Germania.
Yes.
Mr. Malucci.
Yes. Then next we have the public hearing on a small cities community development block grant program.
Mark isn't here yet, so if you guys want to move on to your comments.
Okay.
Is he coming today?
Yes, he's coming from Middle Township.
Okay.
He had a hearing there also.
General public comments. Anybody wishing to address committee on any issue within the township, please feel free to step up to the microphone. Anybody? Committee comments? Tommy?
I have nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Basketball season is winding down. They're going to be undefeated,
the boys,
aren't they?
The third and fourth grade boys are undefeated, and the fifth and sixth grade boys have one loss. So,
awesome.
This week, I believe, is the last game, and then they roll in the playoffs.
Yeah, traveling.
So there are two basketball teams that will be competing pretty long for that. Other than that, I have baseball. Oh, I do have something else. Baseball and softball signups are open right now on RecDesk, so get your kids signed up for baseball. I know Christina has had a pretty decent amount so far, which is always good because usually it's like 200 at the last 3 days. Mm-hmm. So
summer camp signups are coming
and
up soon.
Summer
too.
Camp will be.
She has that flyer going out.
We're moving right along. Moving right along.
Are we going to make them wait outside?
Yeah. 3 weeks.
No, we don't make them. We do it online.
Yeah, everything's online.
Frank?
Nothing. Thank you.
I don't have much. Thank you for coming. Station Manor from Woodbine is here this evening. Appreciate it. And I don't have anything else.
Take a recess until market's here?
Yeah, I guess we'll go to
executive session.
Take a recess.
Why don't we do executive session?
Okay.
And if he comes, we'll either
is he third?
Take a break from executive session and go back in, or are we just.
He's in third?
We can make him cool. As he can sit out there and wait.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
I forgot he's.
Yeah.
Good evening. Have a good evening.
Sure.
I forgot he's got his arm on
something. Yeah. Sure, he is.
Yeah. You probably say that. No formal action.
Literally.
We'll do the public hearing after executive session.
Yeah, but.
But otherwise, no formal,
no formal action in executive session.
Are we still recording right now?
We are.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go into executive session.
I need a motion.
Formal action.
Motion.
Second.
No formal action will be taken.
Is anticipated. So we're recessing the regular meeting and going into the executive session.
Reconvene the regular session.
And no formal action is required.
Reconvene the formal session. No action was taken.
And at this time, now we're going to the public hearing.
And now we're going to enter the public hearing.
For the Small Cities Community Development Block Grant Program. And we have Mark Blauer with us this evening for that.
Hi.
Is this a good place to get in there?
If you want to come a little closer up here, then you'll be on the recording center.
Sure. Gotcha.
It's not loud, it's just recording.
Thank you so much for postponing the hearing tonight for me. I had to rush up from Cape May, scheduling conflict. We have the opportunity to apply again for the Small Cities Block Grant Program, which is U.S. HUD money that is distributed to the various states. And New Jersey, the New Jersey Department of Community Affairs has an annual competition. Typically, it should have been last fall, but they, for whatever reason, delayed, and they opened the round inexplicably in January with a very tight deadline of March 11. So we're doing what we need to do to have the ability to apply. We're doing the various resolutions. John Peterson and his company are working on the cost estimate for ADA compliance improvements at the Township Recreation Center. It's a good successor project to the other ADA compliance type projects we've done, which have been successful, and Michael's worked on many of those. The grant ceiling is again $400,000. I think our match, if I'm not mistaken, is either 10 or 15%, which is, if you get the $400,000 grant, if your match is 10%, you're putting in $40,000. If it's 15%, it's $60,000. It depends on the demographics.
Didn't the letter
you have her sign? Did that say 20? The one you sent yesterday?
for us to put on?
Yes, they've hit you with the heavier one than almost everybody else. It's based on some gobbledygook on demographics, and that means that to get the 400,000 request, you're putting in $80,000. So typically it means that you're paying the professionals out of local funds. Where you can get that funding from depends on whatever you have available. If you have other grant funds, you can use those, for example. But the due date's March 11, and from long experience, we know what we have to do. We've got the various forms done, the match commitment letter done. We're doing the resolutions. John Peterson is doing the finishing touches on the work scope. He's been working closely with Jessica on that. And once I have that, it's pretty routine. You get the thing in by March 11, and then you wait. Sometimes you wait 6 months, sometimes you wait 8 months, but I expect that if they hold true to what they say they're going to do, they'll make announcements maybe around July 4th, something like that. You'll get a contract probably in September. You get the design over the fall, and perhaps, depending on how quickly we can get it out there, you might be able to bid and do it over the during the off-season, the winter of 26, 27. So the nature of this thing is it's feast or famine. You either get $400,000 if that's the request, or you're getting zero. But again, many times I've worked on projects that didn't get funded the first time, they got funded the second time. I think one of our recent projects was that very same situation. So I can't really talk about much more specifics about what John Peterson's proposing at the rec center. It's all ADA compliance work. And Jessica, you might want to add something on. I'm not entirely familiar with the scope, but I think it's a good project, and John's done a fantastic job on this building, and he's very reliable in terms of an architectural designer. Thank you.
So Christina and I went through the entire building with John. John is very thorough. He will point out anything and everything, even if it's not ADA, so there's a lot of stuff that we just have to work on just in general, with downspouts, you know, hitting sidewalks and probably stuff you notice when you're out there, but, you know, John's on top of it. So we kind of went through with the idea of, you know, what's ADA, and then much like this building, you know, what's ADA and what's not ADA, and, you know, we do the ADA through the grant, but we also may do non-ADA on our own dime. So that's kind of what I was doing with John. The biggest accessibility issue at the rec is the bathrooms. In addition to the bathrooms, the very narrow lobby, especially with the capacity of that building, God forbid there was ever an emergency, he sees a lot of issues with the way we kind of go out and then have to dog leg out to the front. So we have a budget that kind of ranges to lower just the, you know, most important ADA things to a moderate where we hit all the ADAs, and then we have almost a reconstruction of the rec, which is well over the grant amount, which would be me and the township would be putting money out of their pocket. I haven't been over the plans with Christina yet, so my plan is to kind of sit down and go over everything with her, and then give you an idea of what it would cost above and beyond this grant for that kind of stuff. But as far as the grant goes, we definitely have enough stuff that's not ADA compliant or needs work on to request the full $400,000 and do the 20% grant. And then if you guys want to see something above and beyond that, we can talk about maybe a capital project.
Jessica, during last week I spoke to John for a little bit and had said that sometimes if you have to work on a bathroom that it's not ADA compliant, you kind of break some eggs in that process, and that fixing that is part of what you have to do to comply with ADA.
Right.
So painting, you might not think is ADA compliant, but if you damage something and making it ADA compliant, then you got to paint it. If you destroyed a light fixture, then you got to replace it. So I've said, you know, think in a situational sense that if resolving an ADA compliance issue requires you to damage something, of course you got to fix it, and that's grant eligible. And I just said the people at DCA are pretty easygoing, but you don't want to abuse that kind of trust. And just, you know, think in terms of if I had to do something to comply with ADA, that's eligible. But, you know, a flagpole outside, of course not. But the But the internal improvements, where you have to break some eggs, as I say, to get something fixed, I said, yeah, definitely include that as grant eligible.
Yeah. So some of the stuff you're looking at that's not ADA compliant, just to give you an idea, is we had the new hardwood floors put in, but you'll notice that there's like rubber ramp transitions through the doors. Some of them, the slopes are a little too steep or not steep enough or whatever it is. So a lot of those issues. All the exit doors that aren't the main door go out to a concrete pad that has like a 4-inch drop, like it doesn't transition to a walkway. Some of the signage, same thing we had here. So different things like that. The biggest problem John saw was the bathrooms being, you have to go through the gym to get to the bathrooms. So if we did a bigger project, it would be bringing the bathrooms forward and having them off the lobby where you don't go through the gym to use the bathrooms. And then changing those back bathrooms into maybe locker room areas or whatever, and that's where we get out of the, okay, that might not be the ADA side of it, but we're going to be well over the 400,000.
Mark, if we put an addition on it that was big enough to host some senior sports, pickleball mainly, and ADA bathrooms, could we aggregate 2 years' worth of ADA grants and throw that in the kettle of money?
If you had a project that is large enough to phase, you could declare right up front, this is phase one of a 2 or 3 year project. And you could apply for phase one, and you describe what phase two and three are that you're not addressing. So the two groups that are by definition 100% low income, just by definition, are senior citizens and handicapped persons. The problem we have to deal with when you're dealing with the block grant program is that you have to show that at least 51% of the beneficiaries are low and moderate income. Now, if you're building a senior center, it's easy. Everybody's 100% low income. If you are expanding a senior center, it's 100% low income. If you're doing curb cuts throughout town for ADA compliance, 100% low income. But if you're building, let's say, a facility for the use by the entire township, it's not eligible because your population township-wide is less than 51% low moderate income. Now, certain places have a big advantage. Wildwood City, Woodbine. Their low moderate percentages, borough-wide or city-wide, are like 70, 80%. They can do anything at any time. Same thing with Salem City and Penns Grove. They're way up there in terms of community-wide low moderate. So we have to kind of pick our shots carefully. And that's why we try to put either senior center or senior-related things, such as expansion of senior center. If you have a senior center and you want to improve the kitchen, let's go up the road in Fairton. They're just on phase two of improvements strictly for the senior center, including outdoor activities for the seniors. So I can claim 100% government benefit. But if you had a project that was large enough, you could phase it, and you just declare phase one is this, and we're coming back in a future year for phase two. We've done that many, many times.
Something else John said that is, we might not be able to do an addition on that, but he said that first, outside of the gym, everything that's on that side, you could do a second story. You go up and not out. Just in general, not this grant, but just in general, if we wanted to expand that.
It'd be a little bit of a stretch.
You got a good question, Mark. So Woodbine plays baseball and football and a lot of sports with us. Can we piggyback with them?
It's really not a joint application.
Okay, I was just wondering.
But like getting back to your original question, Frank, an addition itself for the facility gets a little sticky. If you need an elevator in the facility because there's a floor that's not accessible, then that's allowed. But just general improvements, you have to kind of stray away from it. And it's always like a judgment call. The people at DCA are not architects, and they're not proficient, but you don't want them doubting you. Mm-hmm. And that they trust us to come up with things that, like you're self-assessing with John, what is ADA and what's our own.
Right.
And you're making an honest effort to separate mm-hmm. those very clearly, which is very, that's the way to do it.
Yep.
If I hear you correctly, we'd have to dedicate, if we put an addition on, we would have to dedicate in excess of 50% for our seniors to play pickleball.
it'd have to be almost like it's an addition strictly for seniors.
Okay.
Years ago in Deerfield Township, they had the existing township building in Rosenheim on 56, and they built an addition on the back, strictly the senior center, all by itself. It was add on to the back. Senior center is still a senior center. That was eligible. But if it was just an addition for the township building, not eligible.
So 51% for senior use versus 49% for kids all the time.
It's not about usage. It's about who's benefiting.
Gotcha.
And in this case, if it's dedicated for the seniors and no one else, that's good. If it was an addition strictly to create recreational facilities for the disabled, it's eligible. Or if it's a facility strictly for seniors, it's eligible. But general improvements, no. And ADA compliance improvements, of course, are always good. But, you know, definitely Woodbine, Wildwood City have a big advantage because this, the program was built for them.
So maybe if we do the rec this year, maybe we even look at the senior center as a future year. I know that we did ADA upgrades there before. Maybe we look at some type of addition, pickleball, something like that, like something rec-wise, because they do rec there now. So I think them having a type of all-purpose room where they don't have to take tables and chairs down every day, that they want to do their chair cardio and then bingo right afterwards, that could definitely be a future project.
Yeah, the senior center, anything's eligible. Because it's 100% benefit. So it doesn't have to be ADA at the senior center, anything.
Yeah.
Just don't, you know, you don't buy furniture. You know, but
right.
Stuff that's permanent to the building, very eligible. Up the road in Seabrook, Upper Deerfield, built their senior center with DCA grant funds, and it was so popular they put an addition on with DCA grant funds. And so it's a good tried and true kind of project.
Yeah, we definitely have enough at the rec to use the $400,000 ADA with no issue, and anything above and beyond that, we just do on our own kind of like we did here.
If the public was here, I'd ask them to come up and tell us what they think about the project, but
they're all in support of it.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank
Do
you,
I need
Mark.
To stick around for the resolutions?
They're already all done.
Already approved. Okay. Again, thank you so
thank
much.
You,
and you had asked for ink.
Yes.
I'd use her signature stamp on the ones I scanned to use, but she really signed all everything that's in the folder.
And then when the resolutions are available, send me scanned copies and wedding, signed sealed originals. Because it's electronic, and then they want a binder with the originals. So appreciate so much.
If you want
it. See you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We need a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
All right.